I'm John DeSanto.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
A couple years ago, where Warren Beatty went to announce what the best picture was.
Oh.
La La Land. And he must have been in La La Land, because the best picture winner was actually Moonlight. Sometimes movies win that shouldn't.
Yeah.
Over the years, well, there's been some more confusion.
Right. I went on your old TV station and predicted that La La Land would win. While I appreciated Moonlight,
yeah,
La La Land was my choice and still is.
Yeah, I do too. But movies that have won Oscars that maybe shouldn't necessarily have won Oscars.
That's highlighted by the fact that the ones we'll offer are classic movies. The first one, let's do How Green Was My Valley. It was a nice, homely
John
film.
Ford movie.
Yes.
42.
You bet.
It wins over
Citizen Kane.
What we consider sometimes the greatest movies ever made aren't necessarily award-winning movies. And they're not necessarily the movies that have the most legs. So How Green Was My Valley, no one really ever talks about that movie. We still argue about Citizen Kane.
And you're right. And Citizen Kane won only screenplay for that year. You had Hearst putting pressure on by not allowing the film into his theaters. A classic isn't always a classic at that moment.
You get at another point there regarding Citizen Kane is the politics around it. Wells also was a hotshot coming into Hollywood
He threw all kinds of insults against Hollywood when he came out there.
Right.
This is the biggest electric train or erector set a boy ever had.
1982, Chariots of Fire, known mainly for that plangent score.
Oh, I love it.
And wins over Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Which is a transformative film.
Now, I understand at the time when it came out, probably it was just perceived as like a popcorn movie.
More comic book than real.
Box office blockbuster.
Yes, exactly.
The magic that's at work in that movie deserved an Oscar over Chariots of Fire, right?
But you know, I got one better than that.
Yes. Give me.
Okay, 1999, Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
More of a testimony to the power of Harvey Weinstein because it beat out Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that's crazy. But here's where it gets sticky. Sometimes, because of a movie's narrative weight or its subject matter, does that necessarily mean it should automatically be considered for the award over another movie like Shakespeare in Love? One is about war, one is about love.
Having Shakespeare in the title gives it gravitas. But if anybody, and all of us, even when we saw Private Ryan, we say, this is groundbreaking. The realism was unrelenting.
Yeah.
Hanks' performance was terrific. There was everything going for.
So right around then,
yeah,
there's a cluster of the same problem.
All right.
Cluster. Shakespeare in Love wins over Saving Private Ryan. 2 years before that, English Patient wins over Fargo. And I have zero problems with that. I think English Patient is a beautiful, epic.
Soporific.
Oh, I don't think it's soporific.
Oh, I think pretentious.
I love that movie.
Is this the first time? The first time we get Coen Brothers, is it?
No.
It has humor, catches a regionalism unbelievable. Oh, I got
a little
one.
Merc, 1995.
Oh, yes,
Forrest
I knew
Gump
you would.
Wins over Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
This is the exact mirror of How Green Was My Valley and Citizen Kane. Because Pulp Fiction was arguably as big an impact on the industry and the style of filmmaking that came after it as Citizen Kane did in its time.
You are absolutely right, which makes the conclusion here that this is a big mistake. Pulp Fiction now, it is the index for that kind of gritty gangster movie that has the nerve to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Can have characters practically talking to the screen.
It's iconoclastic.
Oh my God. And Forrest Gump is good feeling. You know, it's a box of chalk.
I think the Academy errs on the side of what is a movie saying about our condition. Hard to sometimes talk about what Pulp Fiction has to say about the human condition. I mean, I'm sure that it does.
Since I just saw Guy Ritchie's new film, Gentlemen, I'm aware of the effect that this film had on particularly gangster films later on. You're reminding me, it's as much about style as it is about substance. Kramer versus Kramer has a certain place in the divorce business, okay? But how does that beat out Apocalypse Now?
I am a fan of both of those
films. I know you are. 1953, how does The Greatest Show on Earth beat High Noon?
I don't know. How does in 1967 A Man for All Seasons beat Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Oh, you're so right. That's even worse than any. Yes.
Here's one. Driving Miss Daisy beats Field of Dreams.
I think that's in your egregious category.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSanto and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.